Public News Service Joe newscast for August 1st, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. For the first time since catastrophic flooding killed more than 100 people in Kerr County, Texas, the county emergency management director conceded that he was sick and asleep as the water rose to historic levels on the Guadalupe River. That from ABC News. They report William Dub Thomas, the Kerr County Emergency Management Director since 2015, detailed his whereabouts during the crisis to Texas lawmakers. Thomas said after working a full day on July 2nd, he went home sick. He said at the time, no concerns had been raised about an elevated weather condition, beyond what is typical for the region during the summer. ABC News reports Thomas said he stayed home sick July 3rd and did not participate in two meetings dealing with the Texas Emergency Management Coordination Center. He added his supervisors, including the Kerr County Sheriff, were aware he was out sick. Next to Tennessee, where religious leaders gathered for a clemency prayer rally Thursday, they are urging Governor Bill Lee to stop the August 5th execution by lethal injection of Byron Black.
Black is one of 44 people on Tennessee's death row. Stacy Rector with Tennesseans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty says medical experts for the state agree Black meets the legal definition of having an intellectual disability. She says both the state and U.S. constitutions prohibit such an execution as cruel and unusual punishment.
Back in 2004, after the Atkins decision, which was the U.S. Supreme Court decision that prohibited the execution of people with intellectual disability, because he was diligent and his lawyers were diligent in going to court about his disability, and because Tennessee's standard was incorrect at that time, he was denied relief.
She adds, while she hasn't spoken with the family of Angela Clay directly, some members have expressed support for the execution. Danielle Smith reporting.
And heading into the new school year, New York parents should watch for changes to kids' mental health as closely as they watch their physical health.
Though research indicates kids' mental health has improved since the pandemic, it's still considered poor. 272,000 New York adolescents a year have a major depressive episode. Getting back to the classroom can mean returning to certain stressful situations. James Norton with the National Alliance on Mental Health in New York State notes these vary between eustress and distress, or good and bad stress. He describes what these might look like.
De-stress might be feeling the need to fit in, but the eustress might be excitement over going back to school and being able to take part in sports teams and clubs, seeing their friends again. It's important to remember that both of those things are stresses, and coping with stress is an important part of building positive mental health.
School-based mental health services are getting better equipped to help kids. Reports show New York State has numerous school psychologists and counselors, but lacks enough school-based social workers. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service. A new ranking gives North Dakota high marks for transparency in revealing the state's current financial picture, but one watchdog group says there's still room for improvement and warns of future budget pressure.
Each summer, the nonpartisan think tank Truth in Accounting releases its financial transparency score for all states. This year, North Dakota ranks 10th in the nation. Factors include what independent auditors have to say, the accuracy of current spending details, and the accessibility of information. Truth in Accounting, Sheila Weinberg says this might seem boring to voters, but it's worth paying attention to.
Citizens need to know how well financially their governments are doing. Are they putting the citizens in risk of paying higher taxes or receiving less services?
Unlike the federal government, states are required to balance their budgets, but Weinberg says there are instances of what she calls political math. That's when elected leaders tout responsible bookkeeping, but annual audits might include items like pension data that's a year or two old. The report says North Dakota lags in that area, along with most other states. I'm Mike Moen.
And forests provide people with space for solitude. Summer hikers to a New Mexico wilderness area can help collect valuable preservation and restoration data.
Hikers in the Carson National Forest can sign up for a session of solitude monitoring, 4 hours in which they log encounters with other amblers and campers. The project is a collaboration between the U.S. Forest Service and the nonprofit New Mexico Wild. The group's Kayla Gutierrez says it's about gathering information on visitor density and the impact it's having on the ecosystem.
This really just helps the Forest Service understand traffic patterns on trails, which trails are getting really heavy use, understanding there should be places in wilderness where you can get away from people and really have solitude and quiet.
I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, the dairy industry is buttering up Ohioans at the state fair this weekend to both entertain and inform them about the importance of agriculture to the state.
The American Dairy Association Midwest has decorated its pavilion with traditional butter sculptures with images of cows and calves wearing hard hats. One of the lead butter sculptors, Paul Brook, says putting the display together is a major undertaking.
We start with the plan, we build the armatures, we have the butter delivered, it comes room temperature before we get here, so it's soft and ready to go onto the armature. If we're doing animals, we like to get all the anatomy right, and then we go for the detail.
The Ohio dairy industry contributes $31 billion a year to the state's economy and employs about 132,000 people. Dairy farmers not only produce over 5 billion pounds of milk each year. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.